The Moral is written by Alfred Evans, Professor Emeritus of Political Science at California State University, Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
The achievements of the new industrialized states of East Asia have been publicized for quite a while. The Little Tigers, South Korea, Taiwan, and Singapore, achieved a high level of economic growth for decades, enabling them to join the ranks of the industrialized countries. Only recently, however, has there been a general recognition of the shift in the balance of economic power that is taking place in the world. Now, there is a great deal of discussion of the countries with emerging economies. These nations were not among the wealthiest in the world in the 1970s, and therefore they were not members of the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Authoritative sources tell us that within a few decades, by the usual measure of the value of economic production, the combined output of those economies that have been emerging from the third world status will exceed that of the USA, Canada, Western Europe, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand put together. In 1970, only 20% of the world's exports came from the emerging economies. In 2006, 43% came from those economies. After decades with a consistently high rate of economic growth, China now has the third largest economic output in the world. Within a few years, it is expected to have the second largest economy, surpassing Japan. By the middle of this century, China may have the largest economic production in the world, moving ahead of the United States. The impact of economic growth in the late developing countries has already been felt across the globe in a number of ways. The dramatic increases in the world market price of oil from 2000 to 2008 were driven primarily by increasing demand. Rising prosperity and an expanding middle class in China and India played a major role in stimulating demand for energy. Similarly, higher incomes for hundreds of millions of people in those countries led to changes in food consumption, including greater consumption of meat, and helped to bring rising prices for food staples such as wheat and rice. The massive growth in exports from China and other countries with emerging economies has some positive consequences in wealthier countries like the USA. It creates new potential markets for our goods and supplies cheaper products for American consumers. On the other hand, it also has led to the loss of some bargaining power by workers who face the danger of losing their jobs as production shifts to offshore locations. It is clear that a shift in economic might is taking place in our world. What are the political implications of that shift? Will there also be a redistribution of political power on a global scale? Do the nations with emerging economies seek a revision of the dominant international institutions that the USA helped to create after the Second World War? We will address those questions in a future segment in this series. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.